Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast. Hope you're doing great today. By the way, if you happen to be in the Waco, Texas area, go ahead and write down this date, October 25th. I'll be down in Waco speaking at the Faith and Freedom Celebration, our good friend Ralph Reed, and we're going to post more information about that over on the website. We'd love to see all of you folks. Maybe we'll run into Chip and Joanna Gaines, the fixer-upper crowd down there, so you never know. Great to have you with us today, folks. ToddStarnes.com, the website, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. I want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line and honor to have one of America's best-selling authors of all time, Bill O'Reilly, new book out, Killing Crazy Horse. Bill, hope you're doing good today.
I am, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
Bill, I got to tell you, when I bought KWAM here in Memphis, the first thing we wanted to do was get your morning update on our program and on a radio station. It's a tremendous thing. And folks, if you don't have that show on your local radio station, you need to get it. So call your local program directors. But you were talking about these polls that were out there today and whether or not Trump is really behind in the race.
Yeah, I mean, the O'Reilly update on the radio is a resource that people can use daily because it's pithy. It's right to the point. So I asked my producers to look back at 2016, 3 weeks until the vote, which is where we are now in 2020, and to see if the polls were all 100% predicting a Hillary Clinton victory, which they are now. They're predicting a Joe Biden victory. So we'll have that on the No Spin News on BillO'Reilly.com tonight, the results of that investigation. But I think what struck my attention, I'm going to deal with this tonight as well, is that the polls, if you look at them and analyze them, they're all push polls in that they talk to more Democrats, in some cases far more, than Republicans. So what do you think the outcome is going to be? But I was struck by the seventh game, the sixth game, the championship game between the L.A. Lakers and the Miami Heat. And only 5.5 million Americans watched that game. Do you know how many watched last year's championship game, Todd?
A lot more, I would reckon.
19 million.
Wow.
It went from 19 to 5.5. So I'm going, wait a minute. You got the biggest star in the game, LeBron James. He's on. And you lose 14 million viewers. So I attribute that to that people didn't like the National Basketball Association embracing Black Lives Matter and radical left politics, which Mr. James has done. So I say to myself, if that audience is so angry about this, will that translate out to the vote on November 3rd? Are there millions and millions of people who are angry about the far left's power grab in America? Will they show up and vote for Trump? So obviously I can't answer that question, but no one can answer the question about why the NBA collapsed this month. Why? It's only one reason. It's got to be politics.
You know, that's a fair point, Bill. And again, I've been out over the past couple of months out on the road, and I do not see any enthusiasm at all for Biden-Harris. No, I don't see the big rallies. You don't see the signs. The Trump supporters, you got them coming out by the thousands, whether it's by land or by sea.
There's a difference between the Trump voter and the Biden voter. So the Trump people, and I put that number at about 42-44%, they love him. All right. And they're going to go to his rallies. They're going to buy the hat. They're going to do everything. The Biden voter is primarily, I hate Trump. They're not that thrilled with Joe Biden. it's not like Barack Obama, where that where he really jazzed up the Democratic base. Biden doesn't do that. So it's more like Trump versus Trump, whether you love him or hate him. But I tell people, I'm not, as an American, voting for Trump or for Biden. I'm voting for the country. I don't want to see traditional America destroyed. And I believe that a Biden administration will do that because President Biden will not stand up to the radical left. He puts a radical leftist on the second, Kamala Harris. You don't get more progressive left than she is. So what is that message? Message is, if I'm elected, everything changes. All your rights change. The tone of the country changes. And I don't want that. So I'm voting for the country on November 3rd.
Bill, what do you make of last night's rally in Florida? Honestly, for me, it really wasn't about the politics of the moment. I just saw thousands of our fellow countrymen actually laughing and smiling and having a good time like we haven't been through a pandemic. And I thought that was a good night for the president and the country, to be honest.
I got mixed feelings about these rallies. People do put themselves at risk if they go into any gathering without a mask. And that's the truth. I think Donald Trump should be more proactive in encouraging people to wear masks. Since he got COVID himself, I think he should. If he loses in November, it'll be because of COVID. If COVID had not appeared, I believe Trump would have won easily over Biden because the economy was robust. And Biden doesn't really have anything. He doesn't really stand for anything other than, well, I'm going to let the progressives run wild. So I would rather see, I know why Trump's doing the rallies, and it is a marked contrast to the muted enthusiasm for Biden, but I'd like to see the president be a little bit more proactive in the mask area.
Bill, how do you think this is going to turn out on election day? I mean, you're right. The polls have been all over there. As you said this morning on the update, you can't trust the media polls. What is your gut telling you?
I won't know till Halloween. And even then, with this COVID thing, it throws off everything. There's so many people are frightened and angry about the pandemic. But at this point, the internal polling, which is paid for by the parties themselves, and they don't make that public, has Trump behind, but not out of it. And he is on the offense in Arizona and Nevada, doing better in those states. So 3 weeks out, I cannot predict it. I think there will be a final debate in Tennessee on the 22nd. That'll become crucial for both candidates. By Halloween, Todd, I might be able to tell you, and I was right last time around, how it's going to go down.
Yes, you were. You know, Bill, I know you're out there on Long Island. I moved out of Brooklyn back in April, came back home to Memphis. Things are looking pretty bad in New York City. I saw the announcement, you know, the Broadway shows aren't coming back for, you know, to what, next summer? You know, the Metropolitan Opera, all these things that attract tourists to the city are still shut down. You think there's going to be any blowback on Democrats in New York City and that area as a result of all of this nonsense?
It's a one-party state, New York, just like California and Illinois. There's disaster here. I mean, you were lucky you got out because your apartment or whatever you were selling probably worth about 40% less now than it was when you left, Todd.
Yeah.
I tell people, look, every troubled area in the country at this point is run by progressive left people. So you want to elect progressive left people who run the country? I mean, just tick it off. San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Minneapolis, Chicago, not Boston, they're holding firm up there. New York, Philadelphia, D.C., a disaster. And I mean, public safety is a disaster. The economy is a disaster. Everything is falling apart. But people, you know, it's hard to get them to focus on places that they don't know much about. But New York is collapsing. I predict they're going to lose 1 million taxpayers in this state in a year.
Wow. Wow. Bill, before we let you go, how's the new book doing?
Well, Killing Crazy Horse is a phenomenon. It sold more than 300,000 copies in 4 weeks. People have a hunger to know the truth about America. And down where you are in Memphis, I mean, there's a lot of fighting down there. Andrew Jackson, all of that. And 77 years of Native American wars. And we go through it. It's an exciting read. And we're very, very happy with the response. If you go to Amazon and read the reviews, 93% of the reviews say it's a great book. And those are the folks. So we're real pleased with it, Todd. Thank you for asking.
Well, the folks listen to this radio program, and the folks love you. And, again, the invitation always open. We'd love to treat you to some great barbecue down here in Memphis, Tennessee, Bill O'Reilly.
All right, I'll get down there at the Peabody Hotel sooner or later, Todd.
We'll make you the honorary Tuckmaster, Bill.
All right, I'm up for it.
Bill O'Reilly, ladies and gentlemen, BillO'Reilly.com. Get yourself a signed copy of his incredible new book, bestseller. All of Bill's books are bestsellers, Killing Crazy Horse. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here and pay some bills. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
So during the break, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse going after Amy Coney Barrett. This guy spoke for 30 minutes, and he refused to let ACB talk. He spoke nonstop and would not allow her to utter a single word. It was about 30 minutes. They're saying about a half an hour this guy spoke, and he's talking about this guy's Mr. Conspiracy Theory. You people in Rhode Island, what's up with this moron? And the guy is he went off and refused to let her say a single word. This is by far the definition of mansplaining right here. That is the definition of mansplaining. Do you think for a single moment that anybody in the mainstream media, anybody in the mainstream media is going to call out this senator for the way he disrespected Amy Coney Barrett, who he, by the way, told her she was unqualified to sit before that committee? This is what they're dealing with here, folks. By the way, I've got a question for you. You heard Bill O'Reilly. He says, based on his observations, his analysis, that President Trump is running behind in a number of key states. And he mentioned Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, North Carolina, Wisconsin. Do you believe if the election were held today that President Trump would win re-election? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Little Rock, Arkansas. Maverick, listening to us on KARN. Hi, Maverick. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. I'm glad you took Rush because your voice is very soothing to the ear.
Well, that is very kind of you to say. Thank you.
Well, thanks. So these Democrats are wanting Ms. Barrett to recuse herself. Will they want Kavanaugh and Gorsuch to recuse themselves as well, since Trump had nominated them and got them onto the Supreme Court as well? Or am I just...
Now, that's a fair question. Look, this is a fair question you ask, and there have been moments when justices have recused themselves in cases. That's certainly not out of the realm of possibility. But again, it's incredibly unfair for Amy Coney Barrett to tell this Senate committee, yes, I would recuse myself from X, Y, or Z. It would really, I mean, it's just conjecture at this point. And I think Amy Coney Barrett actually said as much. She said, if I was to weigh in, I would be doing so not as a justice, but as a political pundit.
Right, but would, why are they not asking Kavanaugh and Gorsuch to do the same since Trump nominated them and got them on the Supreme Court? Just because it's so close? I mean, that seems like double standard if they're not asking for them to recuse themselves as well.
Yeah, look, that is a very fair and valid point you're bringing up, Maverick. It is. But we're yeah, absolutely. And Maverick, thank you for the call. And folks, we apologize for the phone connection there. But you've got a situation right now where this is not a confirmation hearing. This is an opportunity for these Democrats on the Senate committee to posture and to deliver speeches attacking President Trump and the Republicans. That's all this is. And that's why I say, you know what, forget about it. Just go ahead, vote up or down, and let's get on with this. Otherwise, it's a waste of our taxpayer money. That's what this is. It is a waste of our taxpayer money. By the way, here's the headline. Just came in from Newsbreak. I get their app on my smartphone here. Biden landslide creeps into view. This is the mainstream media narrative. They believe that Joe Biden is going to win this thing in a landslide. I don't see it. I see Biden getting crushed by the landslide, but I don't see Biden leading the landslide. I just do not see that. Unbelievable. By the way, Keith Olbermann, where is... we've got some audio here. We're not going to have time. You know what? We're going to hold off on this. We're going to hold off on the Keith Olbermann. We'll play that after the break. I do want to share with you some breaking news out of Virginia, though. This is what happens when you let the Democrats run your state. So someone in the state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, accidentally cut a cable, and that cable shut down the entire voter registration online system for the entire state. Now, why is that a big deal? Today is the last day to register to vote before Election Day. Now, you're going to hear about this story in the national news, but I want you to understand something. The Secretary of State in the Commonwealth of Virginia is a Democrat. Just keep that in mind. Yesterday in Georgia, you may have seen the photos. You may have seen the story in your local newspapers. The line wrapped around the block and down the street. All these people waiting hours and hours to vote in Sewanee, Georgia. And they're saying, oh, this is voter suppression. No, no, no. And they're blaming it on the Republican Secretary of State, okay? They're blaming it on the Republican Secretary of State in Georgia. Here's what you need to know about that. Yes, there is a Republican Secretary of State. But under the Constitution, the Georgia Constitution, and we looked this up, under the Georgia Constitution, the responsibility for local voter registration, the local ballot boxes, that's done within the counties, not at the state level, the county level. And guess who controls that county? Democrats. Hey, we just report the facts here, folks. 844-747-8868, toll-free number. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hope you're doing good today. Little busy day out there. So a lot going on in the country. 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. And toddstarnes.com is our website. Lots of great stuff for you to check out there. Let's go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Good friend of this program, running for the U.S. Senate. He is the one true conservative in this race, Congressman Doug Collins. Always good to have you back with us, Congressman.
That's always good to be with you. How are we doing on this 3 weeks before we elect Donald Trump Day and elect Doug Collins Day?
It's great. You know, I'm doing great, but I got to tell you something. Your opponent in this race, Kelly Loeffler, Senator Loeffler, you know, it's funny. She's trying to be conservative, and it's just not a good look for her. I'm sorry, but it's just not working very well.
No, and $30 million is not going to be the political makeover she's looking for either. Especially when you have, you know, ties to Planned Parenthood, when you have ties to Michael Bloomberg and gun control, when you have, as the latest is when I just really love this. She's trying to lash out at people on China and say that because we need to be tough on China. Well, I don't disagree, Senator. I've been doing that for a long time. Why don't you start with the New York Stock Exchange where you and your husband own and delist the 10 state-owned companies in which you're making millions on? Why don't you delist them so that you're not funding the Chinese government? And then we'll talk about actually getting tough on China. Until then, maybe you just need to take a step back and let your consultant know that this ain't working.
You know, she reminds me a lot of Willard Mitt Romney. And he's in the headline. He's a Republican in name only. And I'm sorry to say this, and you hate to say this about your fellow Republicans, but these folks will turn on you in a New York minute. And Mitt Romney coming out today and lashing out at the president, talking about tone and tenor and, you know, how the president's going after all these. No, the president is defending himself, Congressman Collins. And time again, Mitt Romney didn't do that. If he'd have been as tough on Barack Obama as he was on Donald Trump, he probably would have been president.
I think you're right. I've had to face that. It's interesting that the president's having to do this from Mitt Romney. I'm having to do it in my race as well. And I've just come up with this slogan: you're going to tell stories about me. You're going to tell falsehoods about me. I'm going to tell the truth about you. And the truth of it is what you just hit. Mitt Romney is failed to win the presidency. He didn't make the case that he needed to make the American people. And I think he could have made a very forceful case against Barack Obama and Joe Biden, and just didn't do it. So now we have a president who fights. We have a president who says, I'm not going to let you just say whatever you want to say about me. I'm going to fight back. And, you know, maybe people are uncomfortable by that. But I look, for those of us who live in the real world, for those of us as troopers' kids who grew up, you know, understanding what it's like to fight and scrap to get what you have, you know, that's what America's about. We're about actually being, you know, we're loving, kind, generous people, but we're also not going to sit back and let, you know, others, you know, attack us and not be willing to defend ourselves. That's really who we are as a country.
And it's, again, a reminder that of what this president has been faced with. He's not only fighting the media and Hollywood and the Democrats, but he's fighting members of his own political party, too. And that's why we need you in the United States Senate, someone who is dependable and someone who supports the incredible agenda of this administration.
Well, exactly. We need to stand up for that. And I think, one of the things, I'm tired of boring Republicans. I'm tired of Republicans reading speeches. I'm tired of Republicans just saying, here's what my folks said you all are here. Why don't we get out there and engage people? Listen, the conservatives, we're the ones who believe in people, Todd. We're the ones who actually get out there and say, we believe in you, red and yellow, black and white. You're precious in God's sight because he made you. We want to provide a government that gives you every opportunity that could even take a trooper's kid from Gainesville and put him in the United States Senate, or take even a billionaire who at the time wasn't and make him president of the United States. This is the land of opportunity. Our founding documents say the pursuit of happiness, not the guarantee of happiness. And we as conservatives are the ones that actually give people the opportunity for that pursuit of happiness. And we got to have coverage and service who are out there willing to say that.
Well said. On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, our good friend Congressman Doug Collins from the state of Georgia. Congressman, I don't even know if they're confirmation hearings. Right now, we're just watching speeches being delivered by Democrats, not even asking any questions of Amy Coney Barrett. I mean, what a waste of time this has been.
Well, it has been. Well, and when they do, you know, when they do try to go at her, well, she just owns them. So I think I quit too. I think I just give a speech and move on. One of the things I agree with Senator Graham, everybody knows how this is going to come out. So let's go through this, get your political talking points out. They grilled her on her faith, everything else, just a little over 2.5 years ago. This is something that's not new. Somebody asked me the other day, well, she isn't as fast. I said, no, they've already been through this. She's already sat before this committee. They have already shown their true colors when it comes to, you know, talking about her faith and her background and her values. So let's just get on to the part here to where we vote. Let's get on to this. We'll go through this, and she's done great. I love when she held up her blank notebook today. I've been on the phone a while.
Oh, that was great.
I got to look in. When she held up that blank piece of paper, it's like, you know, I know who I am, and because of not, I don't need notes to tell me who I am. And I feel the same way. So for us, it's just, let's get this thing through. Let's put a very qualified individual in the Supreme Court, and I'm frankly looking very forward to that.
Congressman, a lot of people are frustrated over this Russia collusion, hoax, the investigations, the endless investigations. No one's really been brought to justice here. And now there's we understand that there's probably not going to be any revelations coming before Election Day. What's going on here?
I wish it was. This is different. And look, you know, we've hit on the time. I think that Bill Barr started it right. I think John Durham is working it right. The problem is we end up with a COVID virus in the spring. I wish we'd have started this a lot sooner. But it needs to come to light. If there's indictments ready to be handed out, let's hand them out now. The election, what they're discussing was basically trying to interfere with the 2016 election. We saw it with Hillary. We saw it with the corrupt cabal of Peter Strzok and the rest of that little bunch up there, and all the way to Brennan and Clapper. You know, and now everything we've pulled aside, everything you and I have talked about, everything that I've been talking about for 2.5 years now, every time we get a declassified email or note, it confirms what we've been saying. It doesn't ever detract from what we're saying. So it is frustrating for many of us that right now we're not being held. I would love to see it go ahead right now and bring out whatever's truth, because if we were trying to interfere with the last election, what do you think they're trying to do now? We need to get it out so people can understand this president was attacked. This president was attacked as a candidate. He was attacked as a president. And if that can happen to him, imagine what chances you and I would stand.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. Real quick here, Congressman. How do you think the Republicans are going to do? Are we going to hold on to the Senate? Are we going to take back the House?
I think we're going to reelect Donald Trump, much to the demise of the mainstream media. I think the Senate's going to hold red. I think that we've got to have your listeners and everybody else get out and make sure that we take the House back. The House is a fight. We can win it. But it's going to take conservatives getting out and going to elect Republicans so that we can actually get the House back. It's doable, but we got a lot of work. We don't need to take anything off. Everybody needs to wake up on November 4 saying, I did everything I possibly could to win this election.
Yeah, well said. All right, Congressman, as always, good hearing from you, sir.
All right, Todd, you take care. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Congressman Doug Collins from the great state of Georgia. You know, it's interesting, when he's back in the district, and I know this for a fact, he goes and hangs out at the Waffle House. Kelly Loeffler, I think she's down at the Ritz-Carlton, you know, eating the foie gras and all that kind of stuff, but not Doug Collins. He's the scattered, covered, and smothered guy down at the Waffle House. By the way, Jim Jordan tells our good friend Sarah Carter, we're going to win back everything. We're going to control everything. But you got to get out and vote, folks. Got to do it. You got to get your family out there. You've just got to do it. Oh, by the way, update on what's happening here. So it looks like Ted Cruz is on the warpath defending Amy Coney Barrett. We'll get into that a little bit after the break. Also, she was asked, Judge Barrett was asked whether or not she owned a firearm. And she said, well, of course we do. It's why would we not own a gun? Is that a problem with people now? Are you not allowed to own a firearm in America? I mean, come on. That's just silly. So I like this. She not only does she she's not only is she Bible clinging, but she's a gun toter too. She's one of us, folks. She's a gun toting Bible clinger. That's I love America. Thank you, Mr. President. By the way, you heard Congressman Collins. She was referencing the blank piece of paper. She was asked, you know, the senators, they have huge staffs of people, and they all have the big thick notebooks with all the opposition file work, all sorts of stuff. And Amy Coney Barrett sat down at the desk, and she's got a single piece of paper in front of her. And they said, well, can we see your notes? What are you writing on that piece of paper? And she held it up, and there was nothing there except the letterhead. That was it. So she's going toe-to-toe with this entire Senate committee without a single shred of paper, without any sort of evidence, no opposition research, none of that. She's just sitting there talking like an American citizen. Folks, I'm telling you, we got to get this president in there for another 4 more years, because you know we're going to have some more openings on the Supreme Court. And imagine what this president is going to be able to do to the judiciary at the federal level. He is completely, this is going to be his legacy. You understand that Donald Trump's legacy is going to be what he did to the federal courts, saving this country from activist judges. That's what Donald Trump is doing. All right, we got to take a break here. We're going to open up the phone lines, 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So Ted Cruz going at it, a rebuttal, if you will, to Sheldon Whitehouse's endless mansplaining, and we'll get into that. This just happened up on Capitol Hill, and we'll get to the blow-by-blow report coming up after the top of the hour news here. So many of these health departments around the country are... they're cracking down on civil liberties. They have basically become de facto dictators. That reminds me of a terrible joke, by the way, about Bill and Hillary Clinton, but we'll save that for another day. I just received this item from the Shelby County Health Department in Tennessee. That is the city of Memphis, where we broadcast our radio program. And, of course, Halloween is right around the corner. Many of you that go to church don't celebrate Halloween, but you have a fall festival, which means you dress up in costumes and you go door to door asking for candy. Isn't that Halloween? I'm confused. And you carve the pumpkins, jack-o'-lantern. Oh, wait a second. So fall festivals are actually Halloween. Okay, I got it. It's rebranded. That's what it is. So, Grace Baker, I know that you're a big Halloween person.
Yeah, I am. And by the way, I feel like the fall festivals are really just Halloween in disguise.
Oh, a mask, if you will.
A mask, if you will.
All right. So tell me what, now you've got some plans. What are you planning to do? And then I'm going to tell you what you're going to be allowed to do.
I'm planning to have a game night in a home in Memphis.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. All right, what else?
I'm also planning to go to a corn maze outside with a group of about 8 people.
That could possibly happen.
Really? So am I allowed to do that?
No, the Shelby County Health Department has just issued guidelines for celebrating Halloween.
Oh, my.
You know, I'll be 53 years old this month, Grace Baker, and I don't believe in all of those years the health department has ever released guidance for celebrating Halloween.
Yeah, that's a first one for me, too.
A, get a bed sheet. B, cut holes in the bed sheet. C, put the bed sheet over your head. D, get like a brown bag from the kitchen and then go out in the community and start knocking on doors and accumulating candy.
This is a Charlie Brown Halloween.
That's all you have to do. That's what Halloween is.
Heck, it covers your mouth.
Well, you would... the one holiday where nobody is bothered by wearing a face
mask.
That's
what blows my mind. I'm like, we're literally going to wear masks,
so,
but you don't want us to do that.
So the health department here, and I'm very curious to know what's happening in your neighborhoods. So the Shelby County Health Department here in Memphis has now announced that you will not allowed to be able to have a Halloween party or event with people. If you have a large number of... So what is a large number of people?
Well, see, that's a good question. I've heard it's over 10, but then some say 6 or 8. Oh, so
you're not even allowed to have a Halloween event, even if it is outdoors.
That just makes no... I thought the open air was safe.
Mm-mm.
I'm looking at this story, and I find it very funny. It talks about door-to-door trick-or-treating, and it says, don't do it, basically, because you can't social distance and because sharing food is risky.
Are you kidding me? That's all we do in the South.
I mean,
that's
yeah, I was
all
gonna say.
We do is eat and share food. Somebody kicks the bucket, what do? There's the doorbell rings, you got somebody on the front porch with a casserole.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to go well. I don't think that people are going to listen to this.
So here we go. Carnivals, festivals, parades, And even haunted houses are not allowed.
See, and I love going to haunted houses, but I wasn't going to go this year because I read that they were going to have to stay 6 feet away from me, the actors. And I was like, well, that's no fun. Half the fun is when they appear, like, right behind you. So now they're not even allowed to do that, I guess.
Oh, this is even worse. So they do something called trunk or treating. So is that where you, like, put somebody in the back of your, like, trunk?
See, that's
it's like
a
you lock them up.
Thing. Oh, is that's that a trunk? A lot of churches do that. Oh, I've been to that. People decorate their cars, and it's like a little booth, and people hand out candy.
So children are not allowed to go from car to car instead of door to door to receive treats because it's difficult to maintain social distancing.
And it's risky to share food.
You know what? That's just, I mean, they're asking for trouble here.
It's okay, Todd. We can have online costume contest, it says.
Well, the problem is we were planning on having like a big, like, you know, plastic, you know, pumpkin out in front of the building. And we were going to like give out the treats to the children or the muggers.
I was going to say.
The drive-bys.
I mean, we are in Memphis. Got to be careful. Can't just be handing out stuff to folks.
Bullets for a baby, Ruth. I don't know.
There you go.
We could. I'm just saying. It is what it is. So I'm curious if this, what's happening in your neighborhood? Are they letting you guys do the fall festivals? Are they letting your kids go trick-or-treating? Or are you just saying, you know, to heck with this. We're going to go out there. We're going to trick-or-treat. We're going to get the little tiny, you know, the Snickers bars and the Reese's peanut butter cups. And the homosexual Oreos, we're going to, I'm sorry, the gay Oreos, that's.
No comment, Todd. I'm not adding on to that one.
Yeah, don't.
I don't want Media Matters after me, too.
Yeah, don't jump into the conversation here, Grace. I'm in the shark-infested waters by myself.
You're digging that hole way down now.
But we don't judge. Whatever kind of cookie you want to eat, it doesn't matter to us. Lord, I'll get a call from that. You know I'm going to get a call. Todd, we should care what other people do with their cookies. No, it's America. What you want to do with your cookies is your own business. So there you have it, folks. No Halloween. Very curious. What's happening in your neighborhood? Are they cranking down on trick-or-treating? 844-747-8868. Toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.